Judges chapter 7. Judges chapter 7. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moriah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, Whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And whomsoever I shall say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people under the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And a number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place. We see this here tonight, and we see the story, and it's a very familiar passage that we've read in your hearing. And the Bible says that he says, then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon. Now we know from the story here that Gideon was over there. He was a young man. He was minding his own business. And he was over there thrashing wheat. And they was hiding it from the Midianites. The Bible says in chapter 6 that he was over there behind the wine press. Amen. Because the Midianites and the Amalekites was in the land. And they come down upon them. Amen. And they would take that. They had possessed the land, and they was coming in, and they was just pretty much taking what they wanted. So they was thrashing the wheat in the behind the wine press so that they could be out of sight. And I guess if you're out of sight, you're out of mind. And that's the way we think of things a whole lot of the time. But I will say tonight, praise God, that there's always a God that's a watching us. He's a God that sees us wherever we go, to help us and to minister for us all the time. No matter where you go, you can't get away from Him. And I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad I've got a God that promised to always be with me, to never leave me nor forsake me, but to always be present. And you know the story. God come to Gideon, and He said, Gideon, He said, thou man of valor, He said, I'm going to use you to deliver the little nation of Israel. So I'm going to use you, amen. And Gideon says, well, Lord, who am I to do such a task as this? But God gives him some marching instructions. And Gideon begins to do the things of God. He don't wait around 2 or 3 weeks or a month, but he begins that very night to do the will of God. He begins to step out on faith and trust the Lord. He had a little bit of a time in his life after he had done some things and went up and took and cut down the groves and killed the oxen and offered a sacrifice. And God says, okay, Gideon, it's time for you to step out in faith. He says, I want you to go out and battle for me. And I want to say a lot of times in our life, God's speaking to me and you in the same way. He wants us to go out and battle for Him. Amen. And He speaks our heart. And the thing that we should do is just be submissive to His will. Don't question God. Don't ask Him why. Just step out on faith and do that God would have us to do. Amen. Trust it. That's where faith and trust comes in. That's where believing God is the one that's able to do what needs to be done. The Bible tells us that Gideon minded the Lord. He went up and cut down the groves, and the men come in to him, and they say to his father, he said, hey, you need to bring your son out to us, and he's going to have to be held accountable for what he did. He said, what did he do? He said, he went and beat up our God. He went and destroyed our God. Amen. And that name Jerubbaal said, amen, that means that his God should be able to fight for himself. Amen. That one that could contend against the God of Baal. Praise the Lord. He said, if he be a Baal, he said, how can one such as this cast him down if he is God? So we see that it comes on, and Gideon's here, and he's in the valley, he's surrounded, and he has all these troops together. Now the valley is full of Midianites and the Amalekites. They go all the way from the northern country down through the Jezreel Valley, all the way down to Mount Gilboa. And they're all around Gideon there. Amen. They're pretty much the whole Jezreel Valley is full of the enemy. Amen. I won't say there's coming a time in the very near future when that same valley is going to be full of the enemy. Amen. But it's going to be the enemy of God. Amen. And not Israel alone. But God brings Gideon down here into the valley, and they pitch, and the Midianites pitch over against him. Amen. In this place called Harod is where Gideon is. That place literally means the place of terror or a place of trembling. And they come together there, and they look out, and for a span of over 4 miles, praise God, they can't see nothing but Midianites and Amalekites all over the place. And they look out there, and they've got a great and a mighty army, but yet they're trembling there at the well, or trembling out at that place of waters. Amen. Can you see the picture? They're there, and they got these several thousand people. And they said, you know what's going to take place now? And the Lord speaks to Gideon. Amen. From this place. Amen. And he says, Gideon, I've looked over the situation, and what I find here is with you, as you've got too many people for me to give you the victory. Amen. Now if that was me and you and nothing, and you'd say, God, Lord, wait a minute. You said, I need more people. So no, you've got too many. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you've got too many people. We got to get rid of some of them. So, Lord, have you looked out there? He said, hey, even the camels, I can't even count the camels that they got ready to charge. And you're telling me I got too many men? Amen. Sometimes I will say this, and sometimes, praise God, in our life, it seems like those things that we face are too big for us. Sometimes it seems like those things that we have to deal with, come up against, amen, are way bigger than we are. Sometimes it seems like the help that we have ain't enough. Amen. You ever feel sometimes like the help that you have, it ain't enough? Amen. But God says, He says, Gideon, He said, you got too much help. He said, what I need you to do, all those that are afraid to stand and fight. Amen. Those that are fearful, he said, you need to let them go to the house. Amen. Now, I can see Gideon in my mind's eye. He goes out there and he gets up on a big rock there there by that well. Me and Teresa got to go to that well, by the way. And we stood up on that rock and he looked out across up and he said, I know none of you are afraid because we're almighty men of valor. And he starts pumping them up. Starts encouraging them, starts saying, you know what? We've got to fight. We got to fight. We got to stand, praise God. We've got God on our side. And he pumps them up and he builds them up. But he said, I want to say this. He gets done all doing, and he says, I want to say this. He said, if you're afraid, just go ahead and take your stuff and go on to the house. Now he's done pumped them up, praise God. He thought, well, you know, there ain't nobody going to step out then. Nobody's going to go home after that pep talk. I mean, they're in, praise God. They're ready to fight. But the Bible said that they was 20 and 2,000. Praise God. Amen. They had returned 20 and 2,000. 22,000 men. So they said, okay, Gideon, see you later, buddy. Yon, yon. And they packed up their stuff and they headed for the house. And poor old Gideon standing there, oh my goodness. Lord, what have you done to me? Amen. I didn't have enough to begin with, and now I've lost 22,000 men. They're going down the house. And he sees their back as they're going down the road. And he sees a great multitude. I mean, half his army, praise God, going down the road, heading to the house. Now you know all these other folks is, baby, boy, I wish I was going with them. Amen. Wonder if it's too late. See, if we ain't, praise God, that's what happens to us. We get in a bind. We get up against obstacles. We get up against situations, praise God. And if we ain't careful of those that's been around, praise God, they get terrified. They get afraid. And they go to the house. They go their own way. And they leave us stranded. And if we ain't careful, praise God, we'll get to looking around saying, you know what? I ought to just go too. Or just give up. Ain't doing no good here. Amen. But old Gideon, he's sitting there and he's watching them go. Can you see it? Them folks is marching off. They're just about to go out of sight. And he's like, you know, he's waiting. Maybe some of them will get the field and guilty and turn around and come back. Amen. You know what? You preach, you pastor church from some, and people take off and they go different direction. And you just pray, God. I mean, you're looking at just hoping they'll turn around and come back. Amen. You go and you try to chase them and you catch them. Amen. It don't do no good. Amen. Praise God. This is something you got to be wanting to be in the fight. We're in a fight. We're fighting the devil every day. Amen. There's an obstacle before us. It's far greater than the Mennonites and the Amalekites, praise God. It's the devil of hell. Amen. We see the Mennonites, they're over there on the other side. They're the Midianites, they're over on the other side. Amen. Now they're descendants of Abraham, right? They're the children of one of his concubines, Keturah. Amen. The Midianites are. And they're over there fighting against the children of Israel. Amen. It's a messed up situation. Kind of like the world we're living in today. We've got a lot of messed up situations. Amen. That we need to let God be first in. Amen. That He can deliver us away, keep us out of these messed up situations. Amen. Say amen on me. Praise the Lord. Because God's able. But Gideon's watching them. Now he's watching them. He's watching, just hoping somebody will turn around and come back. But they just keep on going, brother, and they go to the house. They don't want to feel guilty, so they don't look back. They don't want to see what they're leaving behind, that they're leaving their brothers and sisters behind. That they're leaving some folks back there that's going to have to stand. And having done all, stand. And Gideon's watching them going out of sight. And God says, Gideon. And he said, yeah, Lord. He said, Gideon, they steal too many of them. He said, do what? He said, you still got too many people. Amen. He said, if I give them the win, to pray God, they'll think they did it. He said, you got too many. He said, oh, Lord. He said, I've done lost most of them. Just got a few. Amen. He said, yeah, that's too many. He said, I tell you what, dude, said, when they go down there to the water, amen, tell them to go ahead and get ready to go to battle. Amen, said, when they go down to the water, he said, I want you to observe them. I want you to pay attention to them. And he said, when I get them to the water, he said, I'll sort them out. Amen. I want to say glory be to God and the Word of God. There's always something about that water. Amen. That water always reaches out and speaks to you. That water always does the job for you. That water will take, amen, praise God, He'll separate the men, praise God, from the girls. Amen. The Word will separate us out. And He said, you take them down there to the water. And when they get to the water, praise God, He said, we'll sort them out then. Amen. So they go down to the water there, and He tells him, in verse 5, he said, so he brought down the people under the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, and him that shall thou set by themselves. He said, likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. Amen. He said, those that come and lap like a dog, he said, I want you to set them to themselves. And he said, those that get down on their knees, amen. He said, I want you to set them by themselves. Amen. You say, well, preacher, those that get down on their knees, the water, praise God, that'd be the ones I'd want with me. Amen. But praise God, he said, listen. God says, I'm going to separate them. And I'll give you those that you need. And the Bible said they come down there to the water. Amen. And said some of them come down there to where that water was. Said they just fell down on their face and went to sucking up water just as hard as they could go. Amen. God said, you set them over there by yourself. But he said they was a few men. He said they come down there to that water. Amen. They had their weapon in their hand and their shield in their hand. Amen. They put that weapon over there with that shield, praise God, and they scooped down there by that water. And they was a looking around. They was a watching to see where the enemy was. They was watching. Hey, glory. They was a watching to see who was watching them. Praise God. They was watching to see what was taking place. They was observing about their surroundings. Amen. They was paying attention to what was going on. Amen. And the Lord said, you take those and you set them aside. Amen. So those, praise God, that was observing, those that got down on the knee and they reached down, scooped up that water, and they brought it to their mouth. Amen. They lapped it like a dog out of their hand, praise God. He said, those are the ones I want. Praise God. They said, those are the men that you're going to take. Got to do it in the math. He said, Lord, there's 300 of them. Lord, they ain't but 300 of them. Praise God. So we won't stand a chance. This Lord said, Gideon, said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped, will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place. He said, hey, just go ahead and cut those folks over here loose. Just let them go ahead and follow those others and go to the house. Amen. He said, I'm not going to use them today. He said, I'm going to save them on reserve for another day. And he said, I'm going to use these right here. Praise the Lord. You know why? Because God is able to do all things. Amen. Amen. He's able to overcome the enemy. He's able, praise God, to step out, amen, and do things that we could not even think or begin to imagine. And God says, by these 300 men, I'm going to give you the victory. Amen. So by these fellas had got down there, praise God, they was prepared, they was looking, they was watching, they was looking for an opportunity. Amen. They was observing about their surroundings. I want to say today in the hour we live in, we better pay attention to what's happening around us. We better be watching while we're looking, while we're by the Word, praise God, because the devil like nothing better to come in and snatch it away from us. The devil like nothing better than to hit us from the side, praise God, and distract us from the truth. Amen. But we got to be vigilant. We got to be watching while we're in the fight. Amen. Whole valley full of Amalekites all over the place. And Gideon says, the Lord, said they ain't but 300. He said, by these 300, amen, that's paying attention, that's vigilant, praise God. He said, I'm going to give you the victory. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to let you defeat this mighty army. Amen. I want to say tonight, there's a mighty army marching against us tonight, church. These people all over this world, praise God, that hate our guts, would like to see us crumble and go away. They'd like to take us, praise God, and remove us from the scene. Amen. They'd like for us to just go away. But praise God, there's a great big God said, that ain't going to happen. Amen. Amen. He said, I've got a remnant, praise God. He said, that I am going to preserve. He's got to say, I've got a remnant that I'm going to use, praise God. Those that are watching and waiting, praise God, looking for the Redeemer to come. Glory be God. He said, them I'm going to preserve. Them I'm going to use. Them I'm going to fight the battle with. Amen. Amen. You know what? You know what? The moral of this story? Praise God, those 300, glory be to God, that was watching for God. They was watching. They was paying attention. They was observing. Amen. Praise God. They had the weight of the whole nation of Israel on their back. Amen. They was responsible for the outcome of the battle. Amen. A lot of times we look around and we say, well, you know what? We're trying to get in. We're trying to do right. We're trying to serve the Lord. Trying to be faithful to the house of God. And praise God, it just seems like everywhere you look, nobody seems concerned. Amen. That nobody's wanting to get in. Nobody wants to partake in what we've got. That's why it's more important for us to watch and be vigilant, praise God, and keep pressing on for God. Because if we don't get a victory, praise God, they won't either. Amen. If we fail them, praise God, They'll not have a chance. So we got to go be ready to go to battle. We got to be willing to take a stand. He said, well, preacher, how in the world can God take just a few? Amen. Because He's God. Amen. That's the way it's been. Listen, that's the way it's been all throughout the ages. God has took a few people, praise God, and He's used them in specific places, amen, to bring glory to His name. We had a little lady that went with us to Israel. Her name was Miss Margaret. She was a missionary to Papua New Guinea. Well, the other side of that, whatever it is. Papua New Guinea's over here. She was on the other side. But she was a missionary. She was a missionary for 43 years in the field. Never married. Went to the mission field to serve the Lord. And she just come out. Man, just kind of semi-retired. She's still working for the Lord. But she went on a trip with us. Amen. What do you say? I'm saying because she's a soldier of the cross. Amen. She's still in the fight. She was there to do battle, praise God, for those that couldn't. For those that didn't know how. For those that didn't have the ability. See, I'm just saying there's a whole lot of folks, praise God, when times get tough, praise God, when it comes push, comes to shove, glory be to God, they're going to go to the house and they're going to sit down. They're going to quit. They're going to give up. They're going to be afraid. But God says, I need some folks that's going to be vigilant, that's going to stand and going to be willing to fight. Amen. Some that's going to be willing, praise God, to take up the staff and the sword. Praise God, take up a shield, amen, and to stand on the battle lines. All these others depend on us. Amen. They're afraid. But I see it in my mind's eye. You know, God give them the victory. God give the victory to Gideon. He told him, he said, Gideon, said, I want you to go down there. Gideon said, right now? He said, I want you to go down there right now. In the dark, in the night. So I want you to go down there and I'm going to show you the end of this thing. And man, you know the story. He said, if you're afraid, go take your armor bearer with you. Go down there and just see what's going on down there in the camp. Amen? So he goes down there to the camp. Guess what they're doing? They're just down there being themselves. They ain't paying no attention. I mean, they're not literally. He said that when that middle guard was set, amen, he said they go down there and he's riding up on and they hear these folks are talking. He says, man, so this thing, so I had a bad dream last night. He said it wasn't good. He says, like it's a great stone rolled down, praise God, and it came into the tents, and the tents, it just began to destroy and tear down. Now, the fellow said, well, son, said, that sounds like me. That sounds like, to me, like the army of Gideon. Amen. He said, it seems like he's a crushing force. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying there's a whole lot of folks out there, praise God, that don't know what they believe. There's a lot of folks out there that don't have the help that we have. They don't have the hope that we have. And it don't take very much to get them discouraged. But God sent me Gideon down there. He heard that. And he told those fellas, he come back and he said, I've got a plan. Amen. He said, I've got a plan. I know how we can win. And he gathers them men up, divides them up in group in two, three groups of 100. You know the story. He puts a trumpet. He said, take your trumpet and take you a pitcher. Put your light in the pitcher. He said, I want you to come with me. He said, I'm going down on this side and you go down on that side and you go down on the other side. He said, and you do exactly what I do. And they got down there and praise God in the middle of the night in the darkness, praise God, when the enemy was right there gathered together. I mean, I'm talking about a great big enemy. Amen. But those men got in strategic places. Are you hearing me? These men got in strategic places. And they made a difference. If we're going to do anything for God, praise God, we're going to have to get past those that's fearful, praise God. We're going to have to put ourselves in a strategic place. And we're going to have to be willing, praise God, to be that vessel of the Lord. Amen. That light that'll shine in the darkness, praise God, because then darkness has to flee. Amen. Do you know the story? Gideon got down there. He got on one side. The other fellas got on another side, and another 100 went on this side, and praised God. And when he got ready, old Gideon, he took it, he broke that pitcher, that light shone, and he blasted with the trumpet. Praise God, and they squalled out for the glory of God. Amen. And when they did, he said that they began to fight among themselves. And they began to run and scream like a bunch of little girls. Amen. Terrified. Why? Because they were some men that stood up, praise God. They were some men that put themselves in a strategic position that they'd bring light on the situation. And evil hates light. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. It don't take a whole lot of light to penetrate the darkness. Amen. I mean, you're talking about whole Jezreel Valley. I mean, from Syria to Mount Gilgal. I'm talking about a vast expanse of territory. Praise God. But when that light shines on it, it don't matter how big it is because the light's bigger. Amen. The light shines and it shines through the darkness and the darkness comprehends it not. They can't understand where the light's coming from. But Gideon knew. Amen. The light didn't scare them. His people on this side knew. The light didn't scare them. The ones on the other side, they knew. The light didn't scare them. But when that light penetrated the darkness, all those is in the dark. You know what's wrong with the world today? You know why our politics and stuff's so messed up? Because the world loves darkness and it's terrified of the light. God's lights are shining, trying to shine forth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. The darkness doesn't understand where the light's coming from. Amen? But I want to say the light that we have that's shining is the light of God that's radiating, praise God, across this land. And it's not only radiating across this land, but it's radiating across other lands. And other shores and other places. And the light's beginning to shine. It blessed my heart. We was over in Israel, praise God. And they was busload after busload of Chinese. Praise God, that would come to pilgrimage in the promised land. They'd come to see those places where Jesus walked. Amen. Even though they live in a dark country. Praise God, the light had penetrated. Amen. The light is penetrating and it's going to the darkest places. Praise the Lord. And it's illuminating people and they're beginning to see the light. Amen. They're beginning to come out of that mess and they're beginning to come to light. Praise God. I won't say there ain't nothing in the light that'll hurt you. Amen. There ain't nothing in the light that'll hurt you. Praise God. But there's a great big God of glory that loves you and He is that light of glory. Amen. And all we got to do is just go to that light. Praise the Lord. If those fell, they fell upon each other, began to kill each other in the darkness, trying to flee. And they fled and they run away. Praise God. But I tell you what we need to do. We need to quit running from the light and run to the light. Yeah. Amen. We need to run to the light, the Lord Jesus Christ. God says, Gideon said, I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to give you victory. But you know what? The same God is what God that we're serving tonight. And He's going to give us the same victory, praise God, if we'll just migrate to the light. Amen. We need to be looking for the light. Amen. Expecting the light. See, those Midianites, those Malachites, they weren't expecting the light in the darkness. Amen. But praise God, I want to say as children of God, and that's the title of my message tonight, expecting the light. As children of God tonight, we ought to be expecting the light. Amen. We ought to be expecting it to shine in the darkest places of Buncombe County. We ought to be expecting it to shine in the hearts and the minds of our children, our loved ones, praise God. We ought to be expecting that light to shine. Amen. That light of Gideon, praise God, that shined forth. They had that pitcher and had the trumpet. Amen. And had the light in the pitcher. Praise be to God. Amen. You say, well, where was their sword? He said, God said, I'm going to give you this fight. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you the victory. All you got, just blow the horn. Get their attention and shine the light. Amen. He said, all I need you to do is just shine the light. Praise God. He said, I can take 300 men with lights. He said, I can put off a lot of light. He said, I don't need several hundred thousand. I don't need 20,000. I don't need 30,000. He said, I'm going to take 300 men. That'll shine their light. And I'm going to give victory over here and over here and over here. Praise the Lord. I want to say praise God tonight as the light goes out across the world, God's given victory over here and over here and over here as a light shining out. Praise God. Gideon said, Lord, how can I win with just 300? He said, Gideon, it ain't about the 300. He said, it's about the light. Amen. What we need tonight, praise God, is not 300 or 1,000. Praise God, it's the light that every one of us has to shine.
Yeah.
Praise God. It's all about the light. Praise the Lord.